Eureka has added 3 surveillance trailers to its policing toolbox, and this year the city's police department will purchase 5 new patrol rifle systems and 5,000 rounds of ammunition. At its February 18th meeting, the Eureka City Council fielded annual reports on the police department's use of surveillance cameras and military equipment. City Police Chief Brian Stevens said cameras are used by the police to deter and record crimes, and in 2022, the city contracted with the Live View Technologies company to station cameras near what he called high traffic areas and high asset city property. But last year, the city largely shifted from use of stationary cameras to mobile cameras mounted on trailers. They're set up in areas prone to vandalism, trespassing, and other crimes at what Stevens called problematic locations, often in response to complaints. Stevens explained how the trailer cameras, known as lot cops, have been used.
They've been used on city property as well as the request of business owners to address problems they're having at or near their businesses. Historically, locations identified were by complaint or city staff through the SEPTED process when we would go out and visit businesses and address their issues that they were having. Cameras are used in a proactive policing model when the city hosts large public events such as concerts and festivals such as the 4th of July. You would have seen it down there at 2nd and D. The trailers are a deterrent to criminal behavior and quality of life issues. When we place a trailer at a problematic location to address specific behavior, we see an immediate change in positive outcomes. In September 24 of 2024, numerous reported and unreported damage to new and remodeled city facilities, Carson Park to be exact, 2 documented felony vandalisms resulting in thousands of dollars of damage. A lock cop was placed there near the end of September, and since then there's been no damage to the city facility. Right here at City Hall, city vehicles that were parked near City Hall were suffering drilled fuel tanks. A total of 10 city vehicles were damaged, each cost to repair roughly $1,000 plus $100 in loss in fuel. That was up to right before Christmas. So we placed a lock cop there right before Christmas of 2024, and to date we've had no other vandalisms reported in that parking lot to any city vehicles.
The cost of the city's contract with Live View, which now includes 4 trailer cameras and 1 stationary camera, is $96,000 a year. Stevens said there are no plans to add more of them. Military equipment reporting is required by a 2021 state law and city policy. But Stevens clarified that the department doesn't have any military equipment, and he's reporting on equipment considered standard gear to be transparent. The department has 38 semi-automatic patrol rifles, Stevens said, which can be used in anticipation of an armed encounter to meet or exceed a suspect's firepower and deal with barricaded suspects. Stevens said his officers have deployed rifles this year but didn't have to fire them. The department is also equipped with 7 pepperball launchers and is converting 3 shotguns into less lethal beanbag shotguns. The use of the weapons was described as infrequent, as discussed in this exchange between Councilmember Scott Bauer and Stevens.
Over the past 10 years, how many times have we had to, discharge one of those weapons? What would you, just roughly?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a couple of officer-involved shootings that the rifles have been used in. I can think of one particular case with an individual that was charging down a trail toward officers who were in pursuit of him. There was other officers staged on the trail, at which point he was holding a knife. They discharged a less than lethal shotgun, beanbag round, stopped his assault or stopped his path. That's kept him from having to shoot him. The pepperball launchers have been used at least once in that crowd control environment that we were in when we were getting assaulted. And then other times to, when you can introduce an OC device into a circumstance to evacuate people who do not want to be evacuated, such as you have a felony suspect hiding in an attic, and instead of me sending officers up into this attic where they can't see, we can deploy the munitions up there, create a circumstance where the becomes very uncomfortable for somebody to be up there and try to convince them then to comply with our orders and peacefully surrender. So that has happened probably 2 or 3 times that I'm aware of.
I just bring that up really, I kind of know the answer. I mean, people like to talk about the high crime rates, but I think you just made it pretty clear. We don't really have that bad of a situation.
In this exchange with Stevens, Councilmember Leslie Castellano asked about the use of the chemical launchers.
You know, as someone who attended a, you know, peaceful but, you know, a solidarity gathering yesterday, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of folks who are, you know, kind of concerned about, you know, whatever your political beliefs. But I guess I was just curious about how riotous behavior is defined.
It's a very strict set of guidelines that we could deploy those type of munitions in. The one time that I have seen it deployed in an environment like that was in 2020, I believe it was, when officers were actively being assaulted as we were trying to make an arrest. They were used to create space and to back off those that were causing the assault to allow us to get back to our vehicles. But that it truly has to be something above and beyond a peaceful demonstration. There has to be acts of felony, either vandalism, violence toward the officers or to others, that needs to be stopped immediately to save lives or to stop injuries.
An annual report on police operations included crime statistics from 2023 to 2024, what the report calls crimes against person in Eureka increased by 1.83% from 873 incidents to 890. But crimes against property saw 11.56% decrease from 1,523 incidents to 1,347. In 2024, Eureka police made 2,536 arrests. The majority, 1,705, were misdemeanor adult arrests, and there were 811 felony adult arrests. Stevens noted overall staffing progress, saying there's been, quote, significant strides in recruitment, filling vacancies, and increasing staffing to levels we haven't seen in years. But he noted that the department's patrol division and dispatcher team remain short by 3 officers and 3 dispatchers. Council members praised the department's work, and City Mayor Kim Burgell said it has noticeably improved, crediting police with, quote, the desire to make so many connections within our community. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.